You can see the lists, all of the WLS Music Radio surveys from 1973 to 1975 in Rich Gardner's book. It's volume 5 of these surveys. Rich, good to have you with us. You have made a lifelong hobby of collecting not only these top 40 lists, but also records and other memorabilia. How'd you get started?
Well, Bob, yeah, I was an average teenager just going to the store, in South Chicago area, picking up records and finding these surveys and obviously listening to WLS and WCFL and hearing all these countdown shows and just got obsessed with the countdown. I have another book called Chasing the Countdown, and it's just I enjoy hearing what's the new songs coming out and what are number one, and I was fortunate to have record stores close to where I worked and lived, and I was able to actually go literally every weekend to the record store and grab a couple surveys and a few 45s or an album and built my collection. And that's what started probably in 76, actually, seriously, continued until I couldn't find surveys anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And by the end of the 70s, as far as music radio goes, it was no longer a powerhouse. CFL was gone, and right. Music Radio LS was not what it once was. The DJs, the local heroes, that was a thing of the past. And as far as the music goes, though, when you look back at that time and those top 40 lists, isn't what strikes you the variety of the music? It basically, the lists were the best-selling records, so you had hard rock, soft rock, folk music, novelty. It was really a mix, wasn't it?
It really was, yeah. It's such a diversion, and, you know, the more I go back on these charts, and even in the 50s and such, you see such a diversion, and I think that's what these charts show, is the diversity of music that people listen to. So, and not everybody liked it, like you said, not everybody liked every song on the list, but hopefully there was two or three or four that they did, or maybe an album that was on the list.
Tell me if you agree. I think one of the positive things that came out of this, if you grew up with the music of that time, with the radio stations playing all kinds of music, one station playing all kinds, it wasn't fragmented, you sort of developed an appreciation for the different genres of music, didn't you?
Absolutely. You know, and I was just thinking about some of the oldie stations, you know, that also exposed us to a lot of music, but WLS, not only in the 70s, you know, was playing whatever was current in 75, but they were playing the Rolling Stones from the 60s and all of that, and you got a lot of good top 40 from the past as well, and I think that gave you so much diversity in your music, you know.
Mm-hmm. Rich, how legit were these lists? Were they really the best-selling records or not?
You could argue that I think WLS did a process where they called stores and maybe surveyed listeners at some point. And so based on that analysis, it was. But literally, there's another guy, this guy Carl Mann, and he wrote 3 books on surveys for all stations in the U.S. And you can see it's so great to see the diversity from something in L.A. versus New Orleans versus New York. So I would definitely agree with that.
A fun part of the book, you've got these surveys reprinted here, and a couple of them, I know when I started over there in the summer of 73, I'm looking at my picture on one of the surveys, and then Landecker, who was there before I got there, and it's very nice to see our bar mitzvah pictures here in your book, Rich. It's a lot of fun. You haven't been able to find all of the surveys you wanted, have you?
No. So there are lost surveys. There's online resources that I checked, and I go to record conventions and talk to people. And coincidentally, I did run into a guy this weekend that may have some from the 60s, but or 1960. But in any case, I would say there's at least 100 lost surveys. And also, just prior to your time, there I don't think they were producing the survey. So just, you know, that's another point I want to make, is that this book also recreates surveys that were never issued but only posted in stores.
Yeah, it used to be the Silver Dollar Survey back in the 60s, and then, as you say, there was a time they didn't do it, and then the music radio surveys started. I actually have some from my youth, and then over the years people have sent me surveys, so I put them in a book, and I have surveys. I don't think it's anything close to every week, but I have them going back to 1960, and are they worth something, those things?
They are. I mean, most recently I paid I think $10 each for or maybe 20 for a couple that were early November of 1960. And then I would say it's reasonable to accept maybe $10 for, 61 through 63, and then they get more common after that. But the early 60s are really worth something. And then even if you're on eBay, you'll find 73, somebody's selling three surveys for 10 bucks. So, wow. I mean, they're valuable. So it's pretty interesting that...
I'm going to put my scrapbook in a safe deposit box now. Now right. That I know this, it's a fun.
I always said it was kind of my insurance for Medicare when I needed money.
There you go. Rich Gardner, fun book, and in this volume five, the surveys the top 40 list 1973 to 1975 from a music radio, The Rock of Chicago. It was then. And where can people get the book, Rich?
Well, they can. Go to my, first of all, they can order it on Amazon.com. That's the quickest way. It's also available on my website, which is poptoptunes.com. And I am making it available at some record stores, including Beverly Phono Shop in Beverly and Beverly Records and such. So you may see it there as well.
Great. Give that website one more time, Rich.
It's poptoptunes.com, P-O-P-T-O-P. Tunes, TUNES.com. See, it's like the popular tunes, always kind of related.
Rich Gardner, thanks, Rich. I appreciate the time this morning. Have a good one.